So glad you decided to worship with us here at Crystal River Church of God Online, where we want you to find focus for living. You can also connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video messages. Now, an inspiring message from our lead pastor, Ronnie Reed.
Church, if we're going to make it, it's the anointed church that's going to make it. And it's the anointed church that will produce supernatural answers for this world. When you are anointed, that means that you are endorsed and endued from God on high. You are endorsed and endued from God. Anytime someone was anointed with oil in the Old Testament, it signified God's selection and God's empowerment. And if the church is going to produce supernatural, that means that you're going to have to produce supernatural. If the church is to produce the supernatural, that means that you have to produce the supernatural. And because the church is not a building, it is not cathedrals, it is not denominational or structures, the church is people. The church is people. Look at your neighbor and tell them, you are the church. Now, I'm going to take two verses of scripture and preach about 30 minutes. Our first verse is Psalms, and if you have a YouVersion, it says John 8, but I changed it. Psalms 92 and 10. I changed it this morning and forgot to change it on there. The Lord dealt with me a little bit about the direction of this message. And Psalms 92, 10 simply says, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. This is what I want to go, this next portion. I have been anointed with fresh oil. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Would you join me for just a moment? Lift up your hand and say, Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint my family with fresh oil. Anoint my business with fresh oil. Anoint my money with fresh oil. Anoint my relationships with fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. And then in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14 says, you were anointed cherub who covers. I established you. And I want you to underline that. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. Father, I ask you to help me today. Help me, grant me that which makes preaching easy and effective, which is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we'll give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. What I wanted you to underline is I established you. And the word established there means to give permission. And so when God establishes you, he gives you permission, which means I have permission if I am anointed. And I want you to understand something about God's church on planet Earth. I want you to understand that God's church is not going down, it's going up. It's not getting weaker, it's getting stronger. And you may say, but Pastor, I know this church and that church. I didn't say every church. I said God's church is not getting weaker, but is getting stronger. It is not going down, it is going up. Can you say amen? The anointing is something that most of us have heard about most of our lives if you've been in church. We understand. Now we understand that the anointing means God's endorsement, God's endowment. But it goes so much deeper than just anointed. It goes so much deeper than we really understand because of the fact if we look at it from a biblical perspective. Because there are dozens of words in Greek and Hebrew in the Old and New Testament that are used to describe the English word anoint. Now, we look at the word anoint, if we look at it just from our limited English, our English vocabulary, then we're going to miss some of it. Because every revelation and understanding unlocks a different facet of the anointing and its work in our lives. Now, to anoint means that you are marked, you are smeared. To anoint means that like in the biblical days, they would anoint their bread with butter. That means that they would just smear it. And so when you are, when someone anoints you, they mark you, they smear you, they smear something on you. And it is like a signal to the Holy Spirit that you are anointed. You have been touched. Look at somebody, tell them, I want to be anointed. Now, Psalms 92 said, I've been anointed with fresh oil. And I believe that it is necessary to stay fresh with God, fresh with his anointing, and you can't get it unless you stay in contact with him. Just because you were anointed once doesn't mean that you are carrying on what God wants you to carry. Just listen, God, point number one is this, if you're taking notes. I only got 2 points today with several other ones. God not only anoints you for a season, he anoints you for situations. God anoints you for season, but he also anoints you for a situation. Because there are many types, I'll think of my next one. There are many types of anointings, but only one source for the anointing, and that is the Lord. Now, what do you mean there are many types? How many knows that sometimes you're anointed to do something and then anointed to do something else? And you know that when you were doing it, you were anointed. Amen? I understand that there is anointing to preach. There is an anointing to sing. There is an anointing to organize. There is an anointing for finances. There is an anointing. You've got to recognize that God will anoint you for a reason and a season. And just because you've been anointed once doesn't mean you're still anointed. Or it doesn't mean that God has called you into that facet. So let's talk about the different types. Because in the Bible, there are many Hebrew and Greek words for the word anoint. And we need to start seeing these anointings manifested in our lives. And I want to cover a few of them today. The first one is called the Belial anointing. Belial anointing is the root word for the Hebrew word Belial, meaning flooding, overflowing, abundant. I don't know about you, but I want that anointing in my life. I want the anointing for flooding and overflowing and abundance in my life, unless it's for the wrong reasons. Come on, somebody. Belial is the anointing for abundance, the anointing for overflowing, the anointing for more than enough. And I feel like the Lord had me to come by here today to tell you. I feel like the Lord put it in my spirit to tell somebody that you've been in lack in 2017, but the Belial anointing is about to come on you. You begin to pray for that Belial anointing because it can represent resources. It can represent money. And I think we all need a little bit more of that. But God is more than that. The anointing provides for abundance of overflowing of healing. Hello, somebody. The abundance and overflow of joy. The abundance and overflow of peace. The abundance and overflow of power. The abundance and overflow of victory. The abundance and overflow of victory. The abundance and overflow. Man, I don't know about you, but I want that anointing in my life where I can walk in that peace, that I can subdue that joy so that I can walk in abundance. I need it and I want it in my life. I want it for our church. I want it for you. The Belial anointing. But then there comes another one, the Dashian anointing. The Dashian anointing means fat. I've already got that anointing. Fat, especially satisfied. Especially satisfied. Who wants to have a season where you're so anointed that you're especially satisfied? Now listen, I'm going to lose some of y'all right here. I'm going to lose some of y'all because you're going to be religious or judgmental. Several years ago, the Lord spoke to me that I was going to go through this season of my life. And matter of fact, the Lord spoke to me in December, and I can't remember the year exactly, but the Lord spoke to me and said, you're about to go through a season of overflow and blessing. You're about to go through a season. And I'm telling you, I wasn't going to tell anybody. because I didn't want to jinx it. Come on, somebody. I didn't want to say God said and then it wasn't so. But then the Lord began to deal with me. If you don't tell somebody, I'm not going to do it. So I went to my wife and I said, baby, here's what God said. She said, I'm going to believe with you. And I'm going to tell you what, I went through a year where, man, I was just, I was satisfied. I went through a year where just money came from different places. I went through a year where my peace wasn't, it was all that and a bag of chips and some government cheese. I mean, I went through a season, man, but it was just for a season. Well, what did you do to lose it? I don't know. I don't think I lost it. God anoints you for a season, and God anoints you for a situation. See, when you're anointed for a season, you just got to recognize that I'm anointed in this time, and I'm going to enjoy this time. And when the Lord decides to change my season, I'm going to be all right, because I know that the next season is going to come my way. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but I know that the season's coming back around. See, now don't get me wrong, that there is a difference between settling and satisfied. Because when you settle, when someone who is settled in life is never satisfied, because they know that there's more. But when you're satisfied, you ain't stressing through life. Being satisfied means I'm not striving and I'm not stressing through life. My God, how would you like to go through that season? How would you like that anointing? Some of you had it for this week and some of you had it for that month, but I want it for a long time. Come on, somebody. I'm praying for the dashing anointing. For the dashing anointing, so that I can be fat and satisfied. I'm already fat. I'm halfway there, baby. I just want to be satisfied. Come on. See, that's one of the problems with this Daniel fast. I don't feel like I don't ever get satisfied. Come on, you just eat, and never satisfied. But I want to be satisfied. God's going to give us a dashing anointing. We will be satisfied. I will not strive in Jesus' name. Look at somebody, tell them, I will not strive and I will not stress in Jesus' name, for I'm receiving this anointing in my life right now. Glory to God. But then there comes another one. It's called the Yitzhar anointing. The Yitzhar anointing is the oil that makes new and causes to shine. That's a Strong's number for those of you who are looking for it. The Yitzhar anointing. The anointing represents the anointing for a new season. My God. I wish I could walk up in here and tell you that God's about to give everybody in here all of these anointings I'm talking about. No, I don't know when, but I'm going to tell you what. When I begin, or as I'm beginning to explain these anointings, you have a right, you have permission to ask God for those anointings on your life. Don't just let them hear. Don't just hear about these and let somebody else grab it. No, you declare, by God, today I'm going to get that anointing. I'm going to pray and believe for God to anoint me with the dashing anointing and the Yitzhar anointing. And the anointing represents the anointing of a new season. Who's tired of old drama? Woo. Who's tired of a droll drama filled, surviving, barely getting by season full of worry? Well, then you need to grab a hold of this. You need to grab a hold of this new one. I'm so sick and tired of anxiety. My God, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Frustration. Come on, somebody. So just living life frustrated. Living life frustrated, full of anxiety, full of worry, full of all this junk, full of drama. Just trying to survive. I'm claiming a Yitzhar anointing for our church, because it's a new season. See, we've been talking about it for months. We've been talking about it for months, that we're on the brink of something. We're on the brink of something. And as I was studying, as I was praying, as I've been listening to different and reading, and as the Lord began to deal with me, I feel like that we're right there with the Yitzhar anointing, that there's a new season that our church is coming into. We already walked into one a year ago when we bought the property. Remember that? And now here we are a year later, and we're about to be through with first phase of the new building. We'll be moving some offices in there just in the next couple of weeks. Come on, somebody, give God praise. And we'll be doing that here shortly. But there's a new season that I'm claiming, not only for our church, but I'm claiming for myself. Because it's time to shut the door on the old season and open the door for the new season that God's about to bring you into. Ah, glory to God. See, it's time that we're going to roll right in to this new season. But because I believe that God said 2018 is going to be different than 2017, because I'm going to do a new thing at Crystal River Church of God, and I'm going to do a new thing in the ministry there, and I'm going to do a new thing in the church, which is you. Hallelujah. Ah, my Lord causes to shine. My God, get ready to be shone. Get ready to have a shine on you. Glory to God. I claim it, and I refuse to stay trapped in an old season. Listen, don't let the devil keep you trapped in an old season. Don't let him keep you trapped in an old season. You need to go ahead and dust your feet off. That my time there is done. I'm walking on out. I'm rolling on over. Let's go to the next one. It's called the Mashiach anointing. The anointing of the Messiah. It is the very anointing of Jesus. 39 times in the Old Testament, the word Mashiach appears, twice as the actual word Messiah. We think the Messiah's anointing was and is only for Jesus, but Hebrew scholars and Hebrew rabbis do not believe that. They believe that everyday people could be anointed or have the anointing of the Messiah. Now, wait a minute before you start turning me off. Well, that's blasphemy. No, hang on. I didn't say you were the Messiah. I said the same anointing that was on the Messiah is the same anointing that some of you and I can walk in. Because Moses did, Abraham did, Saul did, David called himself the Messiah's anointing. See, God wants to anoint you, here it comes, to be like Jesus. I received that anointing. That goes beyond having a "what would Jesus do" bumper sticker. What would Jesus do? Most of us don't think about that. I just want to walk in the anointing of Jesus. That everywhere I go, that I do the things that Jesus would do. The messianic anointing of Jesus, according to Isaiah 61, gives us that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. To what? To preach hope to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free, to comfort those who mourn, to rebuild broken generations, to receive joy and double. My God, I want that anointing. I want that anointing where I can walk into places that are downtrodden and just everybody begins to look better. Come on, somebody. That people's countenance begin to come up because I'm there. Not because I'm there, but because the anointing that resides on me is there. Listen, you may not understand it, but people that don't even know Jesus can recognize something different about you because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. See, He was anointed. He has anointed me. The picture I'm trying to paint you today is that there are many anointings in the Bible. But the one I really want to zero in on is found in our text, Ezekiel chapter 28. You were the anointed cherubim who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. Now, this is an incredible passage. It's an incredible passage of Scripture, because it describes the downfall of the king of Tyre. But allegorically and metaphorically, most Bible theologians believe that it is the clear picture of the description of the fall of Satan. that Satan, it was describing Satan. Now, wait a minute, preacher. Well, hold up. You saying that the devil was anointed? Yes, I am. You were the anointed cherub who covers. Now, this anointing is the Memshach anointing. The Memshach. That's the, I want to go right there for a few moments. Because the Memshach anointing is the special grace. I think it's my second slide. Yeah. The Memshach anointing is the special grace and anointing given by God to bring expansion and the manifestation of miracles. Whew. Now, who will desire with me the Memshach anointing to bring expansion and the manifestation of miracles? Now, I don't know. It is the favor of God to release upon your life, enabling you to receive the promise of God. See, can I tell you what some people's problem are? Is they can't receive the promise of God. They just can't believe that they could be anointed. They just can't believe that God would love you enough to forgive you for what you did. But he does. People might not forgive you, but Jesus forgave you if you really meant it. And so we understand that people, we need to have the favor of God released on our life, enabling us to receive the promise of God. Because some of us just look at it. Some of us just hold on to it, but we never receive it into our life. I don't want to just know it or be aware of the promise of God. I want to receive it in the name of Jesus. It is literally a possess the land anointing. It is literally possess the land anointing. I want to possess the land that God has given us. If you're ready to expand, if you're ready to possess the land, possess the promise of your God in this next season of God, you've got to ask yourself the question, am I ready? See, this is the time to possess, to expand, to seize what God has promised. Because I'm tired of my waistband expanding. I'm ready for my influence to expand. I'm ready for my money to expand. I'm ready for my personally to expand. I'm ready for my spirit to expand. I'm ready to get beyond what I thought was possible with God and live beyond that. Maybe you feel as if you were been in a season where you feel like it's been retracting rather than expanding. Maybe you feel like you've lost some ground, some opportunities. Maybe you lost some relationships. Now listen, I've got a word for somebody today. And I put it up here for everybody to see. What we see as the losing of people or things, God sees as decluttering and preparation for what and who's next in your life. Oh, my God. We so busy worrying about who's leaving our life, we're not even looking at who's coming into our life. We're so upset about friendships that lost, we can't enjoy the new folks that God's about to bring into your life. Listen, my best friend as a child, my best friend, we were best friends. He was the best man at my wedding. But it's been years since I've seen him. Name is Albert Heveston. Called him Big Al. I don't know why he wasn't big, but anyway. Called him Big Al. That's what I called him. And I wished that we could still be as close as we once was. But we just can't. Why? Because his life went one turn and I went another. And I could have stayed, we could have stayed friends if I wanted to go down that road to hell with him. But I said, bless God, I can't do that. And now we get back together. It's been 15 years since I saw him. But the last time I saw him, 20 years ago almost. Oh, good Lord, it has been 20 years. 20 years ago, we got together. The only thing we had in common is what you used to be. The only thing we had in common is what was. My God, and there are too many people who are living in what was. We're too many people living in what used to be. Betty, you better live in the now. You better live in the now and what's about to be, because God's got a new season for you to walk in, and don't you miss it because you stay trapped in an old season. Everybody, my God, everybody can't expand with you. When you get ready to walk in a Memshek anointing, you have to let some relations go, and things that you held on to, you just got to let them go. I remember when our church started growing, we were over in the old, those of you who don't know, the kids' building was the church we used to have church in. We could put 180 packed in there, and we ran 250. So, but I remember when our church, when we got to 150, one of the elders of the church came to me and said, "Pastor, I don't know if I want to be a part of a large church." And I said, "Well, it's been good having you on our elders team. God bless you." He said, "What?" I go, "You better get ready to find a new place to worship. Because as long as there's unsaved people, we ain't going to stop growing. We're going to keep adding to the kingdom, because we're going to have that expanding." Come on, somebody. We're going to have that expanding anointing in our lives. See, I would rather expand in a Memshek anointing by myself than to stay in an old season with everybody else. My God. Everybody can't go with you to this next season. Everybody is not going to be. That's not mean they're bad. It doesn't mean that they're not good. It just means that you might not be as close to them as you once was. But I got to step into this new season that God has for me if I'm going to do what God's called me to do. If I want to be satisfied, I've got to walk into that new season. Let me be transparent with you. When I came across this Memshek anointing, the special grace for supernatural expansion, it was uncomfortable for me to use this today because it's connected to the enemy. Satan himself, before his fall from heaven, was given expanding, covering, anointing of God, growing, ever-expanding Memshek anointing. He had then and has perverted the use of it even now, because the gifts are without repentance. Now listen to me. Everything Satan does, or everything he's involved with, expands and grows. Hatred is expanding and growing. I'm saying the things that the devil's involved in. Prejudices increasing and growing. Are you listening to me? Terrorism expanding and growing. Lust expanding and growing. Poverty expanding and growing. Hunger expanding and growing. Even hell, the Bible says, is ever increasing. So I struggled to use that with what I felt like the Lord gave me. But he allows Satan to operate in a dark version of the Memshek anointing. How much more does he desire to empower his people with the supernatural, a miracle anointing of God? How much more does he want to give it to you, since the devil has been using it in the dark side? I'm not talking about no Star Wars. The miracle releasing, Memshek anointing of expansion. God. Listen. It's been a while, but there was somebody that came over to my house, and they were doing something for me, for my wife, and we were gone. And they said to me, they said, "Pastor, I just feel at peace when I'm in your house." I said, "Okay, baby, but you can't stay there. You want to leave. I'm coming home." Right? See, I believe this in this supernatural miracle releasing, Memshek anointing of expansion. That you ain't got to just have peace in your little prayer closet. It ought to be over your house. You ought to have joy over your house. You ought to, let it invade your workplace. Let it invade you, honey. Let it invade your marriage. Let it invade your home. Let it invade your finances. Let it invade your church. Let it invade wherever you may go. Because the church must have this Memshach anointing if we're going to walk fully in the miracle-releasing power of Almighty God. Expanding. Expanding. The Memshach anointing was at work in the lives of the Old Testament prophets, driving force behind the ever-expanding miracle ministry of Jesus. This was the heavenly secret behind the miracles of Jesus. Everywhere Jesus went, he manifested his kingdom, right? He turned water into wine, multiplied the loaves and the fishes, opened the blinded eyes, walked on water, raised the dead, restored hope and dignity to every person that that ever believed in him. He expanded the Memshach anointing. Made him a wonder to all who saw him. His generation made him just wonder, what manner of man? How many times? What manner of man is this? My God, when you walk in that Memshach, they'll go, what manner of person is this? But it'll make folks that try to hate you can't help it but like you. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about? I know some folks who want to hate me and they like me. Most of the folks who don't like me are religious. Most people who are heathens love me. That's because you're a heathen? No, but they see something in me. They see a light. My God, somebody hear me. They sense a Memshach anointing. I want to walk in it every day of my life. I want to walk in it every day of my life. His Memshach anointing gave him power over sickness, gave him power over sin, power over Satan, power over the sepulcher, power over the grave. The grave couldn't stop him. The grave couldn't hold him. He had that Memshach anointing. He wants to give it to you and I today. You may be here and feel as though if you're unqualified or unfit to claim the supernatural expansion miracles of God. But you can have it, baby. Because you were anointed. Memshach. Cherub who covers, I established you. Huh. See, we see something very incredible. I establish you is an English phrase translated from a Hebrew word called Nathan. And the word established is the Hebrew word Nathan, and it means, point number three, I give you permission. Huh. He establishes you. So God says he has given you permission to release miracles and supernatural expansion on the earth. My God, you give to many, but God is about to give to you. My God. You know, now I'm fed in many different ways. I'm fed a little bit as I preach to you. I'm fed. So help me. If you don't understand, some of you might not understand that. But part of my feeding is given to you because I have to go study it. I have to go get it and then I bring it to you. I've already ate it one time and then I give it to you. I'm fed through the worship. I'm fed through other people. I'm fed through the people who speak into my life. I'm fed through podcasts. I'm always looking to be fed. However, there are sometimes I say, God, who's going to minister to me? And God says, you've given to many, I will give to you. My God, somebody hear me. You begin to look to God to give to you. Begin to look to God to minister to you. Begin to look to God to do it. God says he has given you permission to release these miracles. You cannot afford to be dissuaded or distracted. I give you permission. I give you permission to heal the sick. I give you permission to speak to dry bones and they live. I give you permission to stir up revival and release expansion in my church and for my sake. Pray for the Memshach anointing, the anointing for expansion of miracles. Because when you start expanding, seeing miracles, breakthroughs, succeeding against all odds, overcoming, that's the Memshach anointing. When people remind you of your past, your weakness, or you say you're not worthy, just declare to them, I have permission. He has established me. I have permission. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter how soon or how late you came to the party. It doesn't matter how late you got saved. It doesn't matter how late you begin to understand the anointing. You just begin to declare, I am established. I have permission from God. I have permission to overcome. I have permission to be great. I have permission to walk in victory. We have permission to have revival. Permission to see miracles. Permission to see this kingdom expanded. We have permission. God is establishing. God is establishing a great work here in Crystal River. Despite me. Despite some of you. But for us to be supernatural expanding, you need to be supernatural expanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to bow your heads with me. I give you my word. I won't embarrass you. But if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, that's the first thing you need to get right.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.